Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The Healthy Self is all about you. Here's author, lecturer, and holistic nutritional consultant, Michael Schwartz.
Do you spend time daydreaming? Were you told that that was a waste of time and to stop it? Well, I'm going to say to you, that's crazy. I think you should daydream. Not only should you daydream and fantasize, but I think you should learn to control it, to direct it. Because what are you using when you daydream and fantasize? You're using your imagination. And your imagination is one of your spiritual gifts, because through it and with it, or with it and through it, you can visualize anything. And when you visualize something, you begin to create a reality. You know, the teaching in the Bible is ask and you shall receive. Well, what people don't realize is that what they're asking is at a subconscious level. Let me rephrase this. Everybody is asking for everything at a subconscious level. Your subconscious mind is more powerful and has greater directives than your conscious mind. Because one of the things that happens with our conscious mind is we're constantly being distracted by everything we see and hear. Your subconscious mind has an agenda, a very specific agenda, all based around emotional needs. So we want to gain control over that technique of visualization. Here's why. And to coin a phrase from my company, it's tried and truthful because it never fails. Here's the deal. In fact, there was a physician, an oncologist up in New York, almost three decades ago. And what he was doing with his clients to help them cure cancer is he did a deep relaxation with them, a guided relaxation. And in that relaxation, he took them to a place of calmness. And he had them visualize their cancer cells were like a wagon train, and Native American Indians were circling the wagon train and firing arrows and spears and guns to eliminate the settlers, the cells, the cancer cells. And in using that technique, he ended up eliminating cancer for so many people. Now, I remember, I'm going to go back 40 years ago when I first got involved with this work, and we used to do relaxations. In fact, I actually have a relaxation disc that will help you to get deep into yourself. You know, unlike meditation, and meditation, by the way, is fabulous, okay? In meditation, they tell you to quiet the mind so that there's nothing going on. I say, do your meditation, get to that place where your mind is quiet, and then take control over it. And that place, that's when you begin your visualizations. One of the things to do is to take a look at that part of your body that is ill. And you want to do four things. It may be three, but four jumped into my mind. First and foremost, you want to bathe the area in a white light. In fact, you want to get that white light down to a razor pinpoint, that sharp, that kind of a laser light, so that you could use it as a scalpel and begin to cut away and eliminate wherever there's a cancerous growth. So you're cutting away, you're burning away with your mind, not with chemicals, not with radiation, because that stuff will kill you, because the whole concept there is to kill everything before it kills you. Here, we're going to do it naturally, the way that the God within you will work for you. So you visualize, you bathe, you cut, you burn. Next, you bring in the color red. Why red? Because red is healing. Let me rephrase that. Red is energy. It is anger. It is emotions. It's also danger, but it's also heat and it's also blood. And blood is where all the nutrients are. So you want to draw blood to the area. You want to bathe it in what? In blood, in red. Draw blood to the area. That way, two things will happen. One, the blood will take away the debris. And two, it will bring fresh, clean building material. Third thing you want to do is bathe the area in a green light. And in that way, now you're bringing the healing ability of earth, herbs, plant. That's why our money is green. Bring green to heal the area. Last but not least, and this may be one of the more powerful things to do to cement the healing process, and that is to visualize the area that you have been working on in good, perfect health. And this is where your imagination comes in, because you have to see it in your mind's eye. You've been using your imagination and your mind's eye from a therapeutic point of view. Now we want to tell the mind, the brain, what we want to create. Remember, you are asking and you will receive. You know, the other teaching is knock and it will be open. Well, you're knocking on the door of your brain, of your mind, and you're saying, mind, brain, body, this picture is what I want to create. So if you go back to the things that I've said in previous sessions about cancer, taking a look at the physiological aspects and what you need to do to address those to ensure that you are giving your body the building material it's going to need to environment, this new area of the body. Then take a look at the emotions. It is essential that you understand the emotional component. You know, the cancer rates in this country are, if somebody lives 7 to 10 years without a recurrence, they think that's really great. I say to you that once you understand and you eliminate it, you should not have a recurrence at ever, at all. Why? Because you've got the energy that created the problem under control. That emotion no longer is working against you. And then if you take these last methods and techniques and combine all three sessions, physical, emotional, and now this mental aspect, and utilize all three with understanding, determination, I guarantee you, you will arrest the progression of cancer. You can eliminate aspects of it. And you may even be able to truly heal thyself. The thing to do is build your immune system along the lines, along with this. And we mentioned about that in an earlier session. So those are your multiple keys for getting a handle and conquering cancer. There is one more aspect, and we will discuss that in another session, and that will be the ideal diet and the specific foods that you could use to build your immune system and stifle the growth of cancer in your body. You've been listening to Michael Schwartz on Radio MD. Do what you need to do to stay healthy.